بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أخبرني عن الساعة. قال: ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. We are still in this chapter of making muraqabah to meditate, and the meditation that is being referred to you, that is being referred to here, is the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That we should always meditate that Allah Ta'ala is present, Allah is watching us, everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. For that, after the ayats of the Quran, this first hadith, which is known famously as hadith of Jibreel, was brought. And in here, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam questions about deen, in order that the Sahaba could learn their deen. And here the answers that were given were very, very brief. The details of it are fully in the whole Quran Sharif, in the hadith kitabs, and Allah reward the ulama. One thing they have explained in detail. In this questioning, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked about Islam, Iman and Ihsan. And that was the relevant part with this chapter, that a person, Ihsan is that we make Allah's ibadat as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, or that we realize that Allah is watching us. And for the, and after that, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ, inform me about Qiyamah, that when will Qiyamah be taking place. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, قال مَلْ مَسْؤُولْ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one that is being questioned about it, he hasn't got more knowledge than the one that is being asking. That is, neither do I know and neither do you know, O Jibreel. This is a secret by Allah Ta'ala, which only Allah Ta'ala knows when will be Qiyamah. The exact time of Qiyamah, only Allah Ta'ala knows. In Ya ulama have written also that a person must never be shy to say that I don't know. Many times, just because we feel we are ulama especially, and every question we must have the answer. Nobody can know everything. In fact, there is great detail about this, about those great ulama who were employed by the government for their duties, and when they were asked questions, they said, we don't know. And when they were told that, for what are you being paid then, that when you don't know? They said that we are paid for what we know, though it is very little. If we were paid for what we don't know, then our salary should have been much, much more bigger. So nobody knows everything, alone Allah knows everything. So a person, and this is also a sign of pride and a sign of shrewdness and cowardness, that when a person is asked a question, he doesn't know the answer and he just makes up an answer. He should say clearly, I don't know. And there are great details about this. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in front of the Sahaba, his students, he admitted and said, I don't know. And also he said, neither do you know. This is only what Allah Ta'ala knows. Then he said further, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Then tell me about the signs of Qiyamah. What are the signs? Yeah, very briefly the signs are given, and ulama, Allah reward them, have written whole kitabs of the signs of Qiyamah. Anyway, yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that a slave woman will give birth to her master. Yeah, the ulama explained this, that it means that a time will come when all priorities will be gone, and there won't be any honor and dignity left in the world. And people who offer dishonor and people with bad characteristics and habits will rule over the people of honor. People who are corrupt in every way, who are not fit for position at all, but they will have position and they will rule. And this is a sign that we see very vividly and very clearly all around us. Further, وَأَنْ تَرَى الْحُفَاتِ, And you will see that those people who are barefooted, who don't have shoes to wear, al-urat, who don't have clothes to wear, al-alata, poor people, ri'a al-sha'i, people who look after the graze the sheep, shepherds, yatatawaluna fil bunyan, they will vie with one another and will boast with one another in the building of building tall buildings, etc. So that is also, we see people who are very poor, who had no shoes to wear, who had no clothes to wear. Today they are building big buildings and they are boasting with one another in the matters of this dunya. So this is also a clear sign of Qiyamah. Yeah, the ulama have written, this indicates to those people who are not fit for a position and they are given the position. People who are corrupt in every way, they will be ruling over the people who have got dignity and honor. And very sadly, we witness this very openly, and this is a very clear sign of Qiyamah also. And the object of this is not just that we accept it, but that we do something about it, that we make an effort that the people, wherever position has to be given, wherever, then it must be given to a person who is fit for that position. Not just because he is so and so, or he is the family of so and so, but that a person is fit for that position. And we should see that we ourselves also, that we don't try and hanker after positions which we are not fit for. What we can do, what we can fulfill, we should do that. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all these difficult and hard conditions and bring about the true Islam, which many times in the past also clear signs of this nature came visible, but by turning to Allah, Allah changed the conditions again. So now also we are going through these difficult times, but the more we will turn to Allah, to the masajid, to deen, Allah Ta'ala will ease our difficulties and make things easy for us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله